Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's November the 25th, 2022, and hail, hail, the gang's all here. I am joined today by my dear friends and my longtime co-hosts, Rebecca Hoffer and Kelly Gordon. It's a group show, and it is our annual holiday gift guide. Hello, Rebecca. How you doing?
Good. I am so happy to be here talking about gift ideas.
We do love a gift guide. Kelly, hello. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, too. And actually, I am doing this rare thing, and I know that lots of times we all try to do this, but I'm really trying to get my gifts bought and like done so that it can free up the space in my head. So I'm really excited about the gift guide this year because I am in full on shopping mode already, even though it's not like in December. Like, let's do this, team. That's how I feel.
Go team Wednesday. We're doing the shopping. We know this is going to come out on Black Friday. Some of you very efficient awesomes may be already done by Black Friday. Some of us, maybe not so much.
Just teach us your magic if you are.
Yes, absolutely. I myself am in the home stretch. I've got a bunch of Nico stuff to get, but you know, he's 3.5. He's pretty easy to shop for. He's happy with a lot of things. So yeah, I feel like the awesome spirit is strong this year with trying to stay on top of things so that we can relax a little bit in December and enjoy. Rebecca and Kelly and I, we have a whole bunch of gift ideas that we cannot wait to get to you. So we're going to get to that in a few minutes. I'm Meg Teets, and this is Sorta Awesome. Welcome back, awesomes, to the show that loves to support you in becoming smart, strong, and social. If you've been looking for amazing women to connect with and a community that will support you no matter what age or stage of life you're in, no matter what time of year it is, I'm so thrilled to tell you that you've come to the right place. And we are in holiday shopping mode. We do love to remind you that it is so helpful for us if you're shopping Amazon, if you shop with the Sorta Awesome affiliate link. It does not cost you an extra penny at all. It's totally free to you if you're shopping on Amazon anyway to do this. And then Amazon sends a few dollars and cents our way. You're really supporting our show. You're supporting our communities and all of the work that we do year round when you shop through our affiliate link. And it's so easy to do. You just type in sortaawesomeshow.com/Amazon. It will take you right to the Amazon homepage. Do all of your shopping as normal. Again, you're supporting Sorta Awesome when you go to sortaawesomeshow.com/Amazon to do your shopping there. Now, normally, this is when we would stop and do our awesomes of the week. But as you guys know, with the gift guides, we throw out awesome of the week because frankly, it's all awesome this week, right, friends?
100%.
And also, I am going to put together a Spotify playlist and put it in the show notes. The Spotify playlist will have all of our past gift guides. So if you just can't get enough of the Sorta Awesome recommendations, maybe you're new to Sorta Awesome and you've not heard our past gift guides, I'm going to put a Spotify playlist together so that you can go and listen to those back episodes for maybe a little bit more inspiration. But I don't know if you're going to need it because you guys, we've got quite the lineup. Rebecca, let's go ahead and start with you. I feel like you always have a really great insight into what to get for kids, little ones, now that you have some older kids. You yourself have brought me some of my favorite gifts to give babies, toddlers, and kids through the years. So what do you have for the gift guide to get us started?
Okay, well, my first category is for those babies and littles in your life. And I have two classic gifts that as a mom, if I was starting over again, these are two things I 100% would buy the second time. The first one, classic wooden table and chair set for a little kid. I cannot tell you how much we have used our little wooden table and chair set. if you have grandkids, if you have your own kids and you do not already own one, they are worth the investment. So we absolutely loved ours. KidCraft has a variety of styles and finishes that range from about $80 to $180, but I would say that most of them are in the range of about $100. And you really can find some that will fit like your decor that you don't mind having sitting in your living room or in your dining room corner. It doesn't have to be bright colors.
Right. Bright primary colors.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that's one thing that I really feel like every young family needs. Now, another thing that I don't know if I've ever talked about on the show, except we loved it so much, so I probably did eons ago, it is Learning Resources Jumbo Dinosaur Figures.
This is
a set of five.
Okay, I don't think you have mentioned these because I feel like I would remember some jumbo dinosaurs.
Okay, well, this is what you need to get for Nico, okay?
Okay, yes.
So, set of five, they're a really nice size, like a real decent size. Like the biggest one maybe stands 10 feet tall. Not 10 feet. Good golly.
Oh, my God.
That would really like, be big.
Cannot go in my
house.
That
plays with you.
Yeah. 10 inches. Let's go with 10 inches.
10 inches
maybe
feels 10 right.
10 inches tall. But they're like a variety of sizes. Okay. Like they're a nice, good, decent size. They're not like these little things that are going to get lost and stepped on really easily. Okay. So Noah had these and he loved them so much that we bought the expansion pack, which is a set of a whole nother set of five different kinds of dinosaurs. But if your kid isn't into dinosaurs, they have other jumbo animal sets. They have ocean animals, domestic pets, reptiles, safari animals, forest animals. The prices can vary, but they range to about $30 a set. I love them. I highly recommend them. They're so much better than these like teeny tiny things that a lot of these animal figurines can be. They're like a really nice, good, chunky size. So those are the Learning Resource Jumbo Dinosaur figures. Now, this is a little surprise that I have for Meg and Kelly here, is that I cheated on the gift guide.
Oh, no.
How do you cheat on the gift guide?
Well, we were all coming up with our own ideas this year, right? And I am in charge of texting right now. And so I texted the superstars and asked them to help me.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wait
a minute. I'm on that texting list. I must not have gotten, you must have like said, like everyone except for Kelly and Meg, because it's going to be a secret.
Oh, I forgot that you guys are on the list. I forgot.
That is so funny. I didn't
anyway,
see it either. So
you didn't either? Oh,
no,
that's so funny.
Oh, that is
okay,
funny.
You guys need to keep up on your text message.
Yes, I do. You're right.
Okay, so I have sprinkled in some of my own ideas, but then I have lots of ideas from the superstars.
Oh, we love a superstar rec. Yes.
Exactly. I figured, why work harder when you can work smarter?
That's
thank you,
right.
Superstars.
Yes. Cheers.
Okay. So Laura suggests two baby and toddler toys from Fat Brain Toys. The first is the Dimple Stack. These are your classic plastic stacking cups that I think that we all have had probably with our own littles, except they're reinvented a little bit because they have a silicone pop top, kind of like those poppets that are so popular amongst the teens. It's like that, except it's big one. So little babies can all stack up like the regular nesting stacking cups, but then they also can do this like popping thing where they can pop that in and out. They are $20 on Amazon. The second suggestion that Laura had are Whirly Squiz. I mean, that's terrible. I don't think that's accurate. Whirly squirrs.
What do they do?
Squirters. Okay. So Kelly's like, maybe just move on.
I was like, describe them and we'll help you say it.
Yes.
So imagine a fidget spinner, but made out of silicone and bigger and with a suction cup. So it attaches to a smooth surface, like a window or a coffee table, even the floor, whatever. So, okay, so you can like suction it to a window and then your little baby can like crawl on over and then just like spin at these little spinny things. It's a baby toy. They love that type of thing, right?
Yes. And you could totally put it on your fridge. And I don't know about you guys, but when my babies were little, they loved to be in the kitchen when I was cooking. They would usually be opening drawers and cabinets, but instead they could have their own little kitchen toy they're playing with while they're
yes,
in there.
Whirly squirrely. So it is $23 for a pack of three. And then they come in like a couple various shapes and styles. And obviously, check the show notes, since that might be hard for you to search for on your own based off of my very clear pronunciation.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because as a reminder, Awesomes, as always, there will be a complete full list of these links in the show notes. So don't feel like you have to take notes or anything. Just enjoy our convo and the inspiration as we go, and we'll have links in the show notes for you. Okay, that is such a great list. Again, Rebecca, you always have such good recommendations, and I am absolutely 1000% getting the jumbo dinosaurs for Nico. Don't tell him if you know him, so so he can be surprised. All right, Kelly, tell us a little bit about what you picked up for the gift guide.
So my category here is kind of, I don't want to say the opposite of what you would buy for little kids, which, by the way, Rebecca, whenever you say things like these are the things that are really great for little kids. And of course, like a wooden table, we just got rid of ours like 2 years ago. We had one that was from IKEA and I had plans. It was unfinished, like some IKEA stuff comes. I always had plans to finish it. And then kids just drew on it. And so it was just like, eh, whatever. But like, well, our cousins would come over, like, we used that for so many years. Whenever you talk about stuff, I'm like, this is maybe someday I'll get to have grandkids and I'll get to have some of these fun little kid toys again, because they're so sweet and they're inexpensive and they're fun to buy. Ah, I just miss that age and stage. But my first gift section here is really, it's gifts for geeks and nerds.
Oh, yay. I love it.
Because I have a lot of them in my family.
Me too.
And I think, well, Meg and Rebecca, like, weigh in here. I feel like the definition of nerd and geek, like a nerd is maybe somebody who's a little bit more academically minded, more in the traditional sense of nerd. And geek is somebody who's a little bit more, maybe counterculture, a little, somebody who's usually into the traditional Star Wars, Star Trek, and now anime, all these things that we have. So I have lots of people in my family, and there is a company online called Snorg Tees, S-N-O-R-G, and they make t-shirts that are so stinking funny.
Okay.
I might spend a lot of money on t-shirts. Each one is like $24. So it's not like they're super expensive or anything. I will just read a few of them to you and I tell you what they say, and you'll kind of get what they're going after here. So they have one that has a black cat holding a bone and it says, I found this humorous.
Yes.
There's one that has Winnie the Pooh. It's just like a black and white sort of drawing, walking through a field of flowers, and it says, zero bothers given.
No, that's...
So that's kind of a cute, yes, family-friendly take on that saying.
Right.
They have one that has a cute hedgehog on it, and it says, hedgehogs, why don't they just share the hedge? And the hedgehog's going, no. I don't know. It makes me laugh so much. Here's one for Rebecca. It says, my plants are rooting for me. And then it's got all these plants, and they're going, yeah, you can do it. You got this. They're just funny. So
yes,
there's like ones about animals. There's ones, there's Mordor Fun Run. One does not simply walk. It's all the geeky, sarcastic.
Yes.
Judgy, or not judgy.
Well, maybe judgy.
Sorry, I was going to say judgy, because I just saw one of the t-shirts. It has a cat sharpening its nails, like with a nail file, and it says quietly judging.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's some science ones. There's one that says, you matter. Unless you multiply yourself by the speed of light squared, then you energy. So if you have a geeky nerd.
Just like so good.
I know.
So much.
And I feel like here's the good and the bad thing is that I feel like a lot of these are kind of unique and it could go for so many different people. They have so many categories.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of in this style of just a little bit silly. They have some just for Christmas. They have some for fall, but then you could search by the person's interests. Are they really interested in math or science or chemistry or anime? There's lots of different ideas. So I think I first got served this on an ad somewhere.
Sure.
And I've like fallen down the whole rabbit hole. If I just want to pick me up, I really want posters. I want them to sell them in posters and I would just like put them all over my wall because they just make me laugh. So if you have a nerd or a geek in your life and you're like, huh, that one could work.
What's the company again?
Oh, it's called Snorg Tees. Another thing that a lot of, like, my daughter is really into anime. So particularly My Hero Academia is the one that my 14-year-old is obsessed with. The cool thing is that so many of these animes, they used to be a little bit more side culture. the most popular ones. Starts with an N.
Naruto.
Naruto. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
We have a lot of anime talk in this house too. So yes, I get it.
But if you Google, there are products to be found that are anime adjacent that would make that person happy. So for example, Target right now has the My Hero Academia board game.
Oh, fun.
And right now, and I don't know, like, I think it's through the whole Black Friday weekend. So if you're listening to this quick enough, a lot of the games at Target are 50% off.
Oh, fun.
For Black Friday and including this game. So it's like $15. It's normally $30.
Oh my gosh.
And of course, Amazon will match that price if you want to get it on Amazon. So I feel like something like that. There's also Monopoly versions of some anime that your kids maybe would have a party and play with their friends. Because that's one of the things I'm like, I don't know this anime, but I would understand the game. But it would be a fun thing for them to have some friends over and play that game.
Yeah. Can I interject something really quickly?
Yes.
Because I came across this tip and I was like, I don't know how to work this into my actual list. I didn't know you were going to talk about anime. So I'm just going to say this right now.
Yeah.
Another thing that you can do if you have kids in your life that you're buying for that are fans of anime, if you know what the specific one is, My Hero Academia, One Piece is really popular, Attack on Titan. I mean, oh my God, I know so many of them. Unfortunately, like I have room in my brain for more. I now know a bunch about anime and mangas and those types of things. But you can go on Etsy and you can search subtle, like the word subtle, and then fill in the blank of the anime and then merch. And you can find all kinds of cute anime, like inspired things on Etsy, whether it's a hoodie or a mug or a tote bag or something. And it doesn't necessarily specifically say the name of the anime, but the kids who are into it, or the people, doesn't have to be kids. There's plenty of adults that love anime too. The people who are into it will get the thing, but it doesn't necessarily specifically scream like this is an anime. Does that make sense? And so it's a fun way.
Like, we'll have the characters.
Yeah, the characters.
It's not have the name.
Yeah, or like if there's like an iconic phrase or something from that anime, then it'll be on there. So it's kind of just like signals to the other fans that they might come in contact with, or this may be just fun for them. So I thought that was so fun. I've never thought about searching Etsy for subtle merch, but that's a thing I learned you can do. So.
And that applies to any fandom, too.
Yeah.
As a Harry Styles fan, I have been fed many a TikToks suggesting subtle Harry fan merch. So, yeah, I think you can try that trick with any fandom that you're shopping for.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's a really good tip. That's a really good tip. I like that. So thank you for interjecting. We all have our own fandoms that we're having to keep track of.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's another idea, and it's something that I actually did for my son, who's now 19, just I think last year. We got him foam soundproofing for your walls.
Yes.
The tiles that you can get that are like 12 by 12. Because so many kids, if they're a gamer or they're a streamer and they're talking, it's just nice for them to be able to put up around where their computer is for him. It's in his room, for better or for worse. So I will say what we have learned through the hard way is we were looking at how you hang this foam then, because it's porous. So there's lots of tips online. A lot of people are like, you can blah, blah, blah. I'm saying that what I'm getting him for Christmas, because he has most of the foam has now fallen off when we tried to use like command strips and other things. I'm going to get him some of those. They're like a tack. They're called a T-tack that you would push through the foam into the wall. At this point, I feel like we've spent so much money trying to get them to hang up on other ways that I'm okay having some small holes in the wall, which the room needs to be repainted whenever he moves out anyway. Like, I'm okay with that, because that's the one downside is they're kind of hard to hang, but they don't cost much money. You can get a lot of foam tiles for under $50, depending on how many they would need to hang around them. So that's kind of a fun gift if you know somebody who likes to game and likes to have that. This could be fun for anybody who is a Lego fan. You can find on Etsy people who will make you a custom Lego minifigure.
Oh, cute.
Yes. So you could make one for your kids. If you have some people in your life who just got married, they'll make like a little box with the two minifigs in it. I've even seen people do shadow boxes with the whole family.
Yes.
You know, like in minifigs.
Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
So cute. And sometimes if you have a Lego store near you, you can maybe go and you can pick. But I think that a lot of these people, they collect even more of the hair. Like, they're not making them themselves. So I can't find one. For example, my daughter's hair right now is purple on the bottom. I can't find a minifig that's going to have purple hair just on the bottom. You know what I mean? So they're using some of these pre-produced pieces, but still, it's a really fun and cute idea. Another customized sort of thing, and I have to give Shel Hirschberger some credit here. I remember seeing this in the Sort of Awesome Hangout. Did you guys know that you can get covers for your keyboard? They're called keyboard skins or covers, so that you can just make your keyboard look different and fun and theoretically protect it too. I feel like this is such a fun gift too for a kid, a tween, a teen, somebody who's on their computer a lot and they like to customize everything. I mean, I do too. So you can get them in ombre colors. You can get them for seasons. They put pictures on the keyboards along with the letter. There's so many different options. They're usually $15 or less. So you would have to know the kind of keyboard that they have because it's going to be specific to that. But you could search Amazon skin or Amazon for keyboard skins or keyboard covers really easily. And then here's the last one. And I feel like this one could be such a good gift. It's not inexpensive, but if you have a niece or nephew or somebody in your life that you just want to buy a gift, but you don't know what to do, did you know that Converse lets you order customized shoes?
No, I did not.
So my daughter also loves Converse. She has a pair that she bought this summer, but then she's been working this fall. She has her own money for the first time. And so she's not a big spender, but she's like, what I want to do is I want to order customized Converse. So they're coming this week. I will put a picture on Instagram once we get them. The ones that she ordered, you don't have like limitless selections. You have to choose the type of, like, do you want it to be a platform shoe? Do you want it to be a traditional shoe? But then they give you all these options of fabric and you can customize the medallion. You can customize the shoelaces. You can customize the aglets, the little coverings. You can customize the strips. The tongue can be a different fabric than the inside, which can be a different fabric than the strip along the back. You can really truly make it your own. Do you want the bottoms to be white or do you want it to be cream or do you want it to be black? So she's ordered some that are kind of a checker print. It's like a black background with like a neon checker print. It's got a pink tongue. She put in gold aglets and a gold medallion on the side. Like, it's very
cool.
That is
so cute.
And they were probably $70.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
To make your own shoes between $70 and $80. So,
wow.
Yeah, it could be like you can get a gift card, of course, or so that they could go. Because, of course, the fun is in letting the geek person do it themselves because they can customize so much. And it's a really fun experience. So, we'll have a link to Converse and you can see some of the different shoes that people have ordered on there. It will inspire you.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see these. And this is such a fun idea. Both of my girls love, love, love Converse shoes. I didn't even know you could customize them. So great. Kelly, that was such a good list for nerds and nerd adjacent people, I think. All right, my first section that I wanted to talk about, my first offerings for the gift guide, I was kind of inspired by the iconic Instagram account, Things I Bought and Liked, which now has over 500,000 followers on Instagram. She really knows how to pick the good stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to talk about some things that I just liked this year, especially the first one I have been saving from the day I got it for the gift guide. I haven't used it for an awesome of the week. I haven't posted about it on social media. You guys, it took so much effort.
Wow. That's fortitude right there.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's been a couple of months now. Y'all aren't going to believe this, but it is a hairdryer system, I guess you could say. Not the Dyson one, which I know we have lots of fans of, but the Dyson hairdryer starts at like 4:30 or something and goes up from there. Well, one of Dyson's biggest competitors in the vacuum market is, of course, Shark. And Shark has their own hair drying system called Hyper Air. You guys, I haven't used a hair dryer in literally years because it takes so long to dry it out. And then I started wearing my hair curly, and I have never in the history of all of my years as a teen and an adult, I have never found a hair dryer with a diffuser that did not turn my hair into just like a frizzy mess. So Shark has this Hyper Air, and they say it has the Hyper Air IQ technology. Very, very advanced. And it is a life changer and a game changer. And I love it so much. OMG. I use it so much. My girls use it. And also the price point is way better than the Dyson. I got mine at Costco and it comes with a hairdryer, the diffuser, which is huge, like one of those concentrated air, one of those attachments. You know what I'm talking about?
Like it points it like directionally.
Yes, exactly. That, and it also comes with kind of like a half circle curved brush that you can use for straightening. Daisy uses that just on her bangs and she loves it. So I got mine at Costco. It was like $1.99, I think, at Costco. But I was looking up to research for this show, and apparently they are running those Black Friday sales because it's like $149 everywhere right now. So for people who are like, oh my gosh, I never know what to ask for, and it's hard to think about what you want, and you want something at a higher price point, you guys, this hair dryer system is amazing. It dries my hair so fast. The diffuser is a godsend, if I may say that. I know it feels a little dramatic, but to be able to really quick dry, wet, curly hair, Rebecca, I feel like you know my pain in this situation.
I'm literally holding my head up, like as I'm listening in concentration, like I can already sense that I am going to be voxing Meg privately after this to be like, okay, now I need to hear you say way more words about the diffuser.
The diffuser.
I need a personal podcast dedicated to the diffuser.
Yes, I will tell you everything for sure. But it really does dries my hair so fast. It has like sort of negative ion generator that makes your hair smooth and frizz free. No heat damage, because the thing about their like IQ technology is when you plug in each of these attachments, the hair dryer sets itself for the optimal settings in terms of heat and airflow for that particular attachment that you're using, which is kind of a miracle. What a time to be alive, you guys. So it's so great. Again, it's the Shark Hyper Air. And if you are shopping right now, you can get a real deal on it. That's for sure.
Maybe I need this.
I think you do, Rebecca. You owe it to yourself after all of these years. Have you ever found a diffuser that you were happy with?
I mean, I never shopped around. I just got the one that I got. You get what you get. You don't throw a fit. Like, I don't know, but it takes me forever to dry my hair. I was with friends over to go see Harry Styles, and I warned them. I was like, okay, like Tuesday night, like I gotta like dry my hair. I have to,
hair night. Yes.
And then I did it, and then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go do all the things. And they're like, are you still drying your hair? I'm like, well, yeah, like it takes a long time. And it wasn't until they said something that I was like, maybe this is a insane amount of time to be drying my hair.
Okay, you need this in your life. Like, I will track down Nate and be like, Nate, this is the year. And this is what Rebecca needs for sure. Okay, another one that I just love so much, and this is on the way opposite end of price point, like it's under $20. I found the most fun brand of mugs, and they also do some t-shirts and stuff on Amazon. It's called Look Human. I'm sure you can get it other places too, but this is the brand that makes my Maybe Today Satan coffee mug that I love so much.
Very popular.
I love that mug so much. They have so many cute, sarcastic, funny mugs. One of my other favorites that I think I'm going to have to get to join my Maybe Today Satan mug is there's one of Bigfoot. It's like a cartoon drawing of the iconic Bigfoot picture. And at the bottom, it says, I believe in myself.
Yes. There you go. That's a whole vibe right
there. That's a vibe. There's also one that's a line drawing of Medusa, the legendary lady monster from Greek mythology. So it's Medusa. And it just says, don't look at me. And I thought that was so clever and fun, too. So I'm just going to link.
That's probably what Nate thinks of me in the morning. Like, that's truly, that is the vibe that I give off. He is like a golden retriever in the morning, like so peppy and full of energy, just wants to play. And I don't.
You're the opposite of that.
Breathe in my direction, please.
So there you go. The Medusa mug, Rebecca. So I'm just going to link to Look Human on Amazon. You guys can scroll through and see if there's any that stand out to you as well. I was thinking about, I think every section of mine is going to have some oldies but goodies in it as well. Things I've talked about on the show, but I really can't emphasize enough. So my oldies but goodies, that Laniere lip mask, that's K-Beauty brand Laniere, their overnight lip mask. It is a little over $20, but it lasts forever. And it is so, so, so good for your lips. I will always tell people, like, this has such a cult following for a reason. It is so good for your lips, especially if you wear lipstick every day like I do, and you don't want to have, you know, scaly lips. Or even just in the winter when you want to take care of your lips. No one wants to ever have scaly lips. I don't think.
Yeah, I was gonna
maybe
say, yeah.
Ugh. Maybe that's a vibe. I don't know. Gold hoop earrings. Just recently talked about these, you guys. They're so popular right now. They're so easy to wear. You can find them at all price points. And then finally, again, going back up on the higher price point, the Bose Quiet Comfort Bluetooth noise canceling headphones, they're probably around $250. They are worth every single penny. If you listen to things a lot, if you travel and you just want those noise canceling headphones, I would imagine these would be worth every single penny for that. Or if you just listen to things a lot, like I do, absolutely worth it, the Bose Bluetooth noise canceling headphones. So we have so many more gifts to talk about. We're going to get back to our gifts discussion when we come right back.
Hey, awesomes. A couple of weeks ago, I was at an orchestra concert for my daughter, Daisy. I was absolutely delighted to see that this orchestra had chosen to put the entire program for the event into digital format. I just scanned a QR code and it opened right there on my phone. The program was beautiful, full color, filled with content. I knew right away that they had done their program with Issue. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials and magazines to catalogs and portfolios and so much more. There's no need for endlessly scrolling through PDFs. Issue features your digital content in an easy-to-view way on every device. You just make your content one time and then you can distribute it everywhere without reformatting. Your content is automatically optimized for engagement and ready to share. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. Try it out. Explore the premium features that offer a more customized experience. You awesomes can get started with Issue today for free, or sign up for an annual premium account and get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code awesome. That's issuu.com/podcast and use promo code awesome at checkout for your free starter account or 50% off of an annual premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code awesome.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we are back. We are discussing all that is good in gifts and giving for your holiday season 2022. Rebecca, what's next up on your list for the gift guide?
Okay, so my next section is for teens, tweens, and maybe a little bit younger. And I'm starting off with Angela's suggestion from the Superstar Texting. She says that for kids, she really loves to give the first three or so books in a series. She loves doing that because she thinks there's more of a chance that they'll really like sink into that world and be excited to read more if they already have like a chunk of them to start with. So one that she recommends is the series Whatever After. And on Amazon, it says it's grade level 3 to 7. But then in the reviews, I saw a lot of people saying that their 7 to 9-year-old really likes the series. It is like real world setting, but then it always like transforms into a fairy tale type setting. And then if you're looking for other series, I think you could go to the Hangout and search for book recommendations for kids. There's so many threads probably dedicated to that. Really quickly, I will say that Dog Man is a absolutely ridiculous elementary age level graphic novel. It's the dumbest. Your kids will love it. If you want something.
Oh, I don't know that it's the dumbest, Rebecca. My son, who is 12, is obsessed with Dog Man and has actually written a almost college level thesis on the themes and the character development and the arc across the book.
Whoa,
I'm like, literally, whoa. You need to carry this into college someday when you have like a research writing class.
Yes.
Because he has read them so much and he's like, you know what's happening here? Like, he's like analyzing the characters. He's like the development. So I'm just saying, they're funny and they're super approachable for kids. He's made me think that they're smarter than a lot of parents give him credit for.
You know what? We just need to reemphasize. Graphic novel reading is reading.
1,000%. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll put a link in the show notes for when my friend Emily Jones was on the show. She's the children's and young adult librarian, and she had a ton of great suggestions too for series, especially for kids who are reluctant readers. So I'm going to link back to that episode so you guys can check out some awesome approved series for sure.
One last series that I will recommend are the City Spy series. It's kind of like a mystery type of book that would maybe be a good fit for like middle grade. So the Whatever After series, the Dog Man graphic novels, the City Spies, and then anything in the Hangout or that podcast that will be in the show notes would be a great place to start for getting some books into the hands of your kids. Now, Heather suggested something I have never heard of before. It is mail order mystery. This is good for ages 8 to 13-ish on either side of that. It costs about $100. She says, I've done two of these with my son, and they are so fun, so creative. You can complete it over a couple weeks, and we still talk about the mysteries. I had to look it up. I was like, what in the world is this? It is something that you can order online as kind of like a mystery experience to have sent in the mail to your child. You can either have all sent at one time, or you will get like a letter a week for 6 weeks. And this is what it says from the website. Each mailing contains letters, documents, and/or objects relating to a mysterious event that you will come to understand as the story unfolds. Depending on the mystery, you could receive, for example, handwritten letters, top secret folders, newspaper clippings, postcards, maps, a puzzle to crack, a number to call, and some sort of object. The final package contains a very cool artifact or collection of mementos related to the mystery. So over the course of 6 weeks, you get to try to solve this mystery that comes in the mail.
Yes!
What a fun experience gift.
So fun!
And it makes the joy of Christmas last longer.
Definitely.
It's always, you know, like Christmas is this big, big day. And then it's like, voom.
Yes.
So to have stuff to look forward to. I love subscriptions for that reason, whether it's like a traditional magazine. But something like this where it's interactive is fantastic.
And a great time to do it at Christmas, too, when you're heading into like the coldest, boringest, most at-home-est months of the year. It's perfect for that six-week mystery adventure. Okay, so I have some other ideas. This is from Shell. She suggests actually for your plant mom friend, but I think that this could possibly be for any teen or tween in your life who adores having a good aesthetic in their bedroom. That's important. It is the face planter pot. It is an adorable woman's head. And she's kind of like propping herself up in her hands, and her little elbows are like resting on the table. So it's kind of like almost like a bust. It's like from the neck up, really. And she's like holding, and her eyes are closed, and she's got this precious face. And then whatever you plant in the top is her hair coming out everywhere.
Like a chia seed sort of thing, like the
it's
old days.
Like an chia elevated chia. Yes.
Yes, an elevated chia pet.
Okay.
So it's so cool. It comes in two different sizes. So it's either going to be $20 or $36. And it has three different skin tones that you can choose from. So I love that it's inclusive. And yeah.
So
it's
fun.
So
yes.
She also suggested some natural crystal LED string lights. Lighting is important. And I think we've all seen like the fairy twinkle lights, the LED strip lights. Well, this is like lighting, but a little different. Something more unique. It's like your typical LED string lights, but each one is covered in like a fake crystal shape. And then it looks like little glowing crystals. So you can either choose a pink, a purple, or a blue, and they only run about $15 for the set.
Fun.
And then Nancy suggested the Moaz Cube Timer. She says, I got this for my college daughter who's having trouble focusing. And good golly, couldn't we all use something?
1,000% yes.
Especially so this time of year.
Yeah.
So let me explain what this is. It is a special type of timer. It comes in the shape of a cube, like a dice, and it has four different times on it. So it comes in like five different colors, and each color that you order would have a different set of timers automatically built into it. So, for example, one you can do with a 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, or 10 minute timer. You buy a different color, and that one is 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or 50 minutes. when you're looking at them, you need to figure out what's your ideal time frame that you're looking at. And then the way that it works is that you just turn it up so that the number of minutes or seconds that you want to run your timer for is on the top. And then as soon as you turn it up, it automatically starts that time. And then it will put a little alarm will go off and you can choose a high or low volume setting on it. And to turn off the alarm, you just flip it back over to its like neutral position to stop the timer.
Okay, that is so fun.
And then I don't know if you can like pause the timer, if you like flip it and then move it back. I don't know, but you can investigate all that. So you need to just get yourself dedicated to getting your kitchen cleaned up. And you're like, okay, let's see what I can do in 15 minutes. You just set the 15 up, let it do its business. And then you're rewarded when your timer goes off. You can go, okay, now I'm done. Or do it in reverse. I'm going to give myself a 5-minute break to scroll TikTok, set your little timer, and there you go. So maybe for a teen in your life who could use a little bit of focus, or goodness sakes, anybody
myself, yes,
could use a little focus. That's the Moaz Cube timer.
That is so cool. I've never even heard of that, but I can think of a number of people on my gift list that would absolutely love that.
So I had two other suggestions for this age group, or truly for anybody. The first one is a colors consultation. Have you guys heard of these? I mean, I'm sure
they've
you've
been
have.
Around like, for, yeah.
You go to the person and then they put all the different colors of fabric across you. I recently had somebody send me a DM and she told me that she bought Olive and June for her daughter for Christmas. And I said, oh, well, what colors did you pick? She said, well, I just had her colors consulted. And so I went to this website that told me all the right seasons for each color for Olive and June to help me pick out the colors that she
oh my gosh.
That's so
yes.
And I've heard other people talking about having their colors done and helping them with like weeding out their wardrobe. And I think this is a gift that I want this for myself. I think this would be amazing to give anybody. As long as it's not going to be interpreted as, okay, you need some help.
Yes, exactly.
But what a gift to know what compliments you best. And if you choose to go outside of that, like, so what? But I think I don't have a recommendation for a certain place because I've never used it. And so Google is your friend. But I think that that would be an excellent gift, an experience.
Yes, gift. Definitely.
And then the other one is like an Instagram photo studio session. There are a few places like around the country. You maybe have to live in a certain area, but there are places that you can go to that you can rent out studio time. And then they have these like unique, different looking setups.
Oh, my gosh.
These like little studios with like all these funky colors or whatever. And you just go take your friends with you and it's just selfie time galore. And you guys pose for all these pictures. You can take outfit changes. I think this would be a fun birthday party.
Yes.
Experience.
Yes. That is so cute.
Again, I don't have recommendations for specific places because it's really location dependent.
Right. For sure.
But I think that could be a super fun experience.
So what should people search to find it?
Well, that's a good question. I wrote down in my notes, Instagram photo studio session.
Okay.
I bet if you start there, you'll get to something eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like some words to help figure
yeah,
it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This came to mind because there was recently some drama on TikTok that I got sucked into. Somebody who has one of those spaces was approached by an influencer who wanted to use the space for free and sent a scandalous message to her when she said, no, you have to pay. And then it just like blew up on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Renting out one of those places sure would be fun for teenagers.
Yeah, so, it's true.
You need to send me the starter TikTok for that so I can... go experience
so
the
you
drama.
Can also fall down the
yes,
rabbit hole
exactly
because
it
you
was,
don't have other things to do.
It actually was fascinating.
Uh-huh.
And I sent it to one of my friends. I was like, okay, who here is really in the wrong? Is it the influencer asking for this for free?
Yeah.
Is it the person who said no? Is it both of them? I kind of think it's both
I
of
love
them.
It.
But anyway, yeah, I'll send that to you. It was juicy.
TikTok knows exactly what it's doing. It will give me TikTok drama, but it'll be like 3 videos in. And so you just pick up in the middle of the story and then you have to go to that person's profile and like be like, where did this start? What's happening? I don't even know who these people are, but I'm invested. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. All right. Thank you, Rebecca. So many good things. My mind is just spinning with all the ideas here. Kelly, what do you have next for us for your gift guide suggestions.
Yeah. My suggestion, my next category is family fun.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like this is happening in our family because the kids are getting a little bit older and we're not buying individual gifts necessarily for everyone anymore, but we might buy like a gift for the whole family to use. So we're still giving them something that's kind of fun, but it's cheaper and it's easier than having to say like, okay, there's five people in this family. What am I going to buy each person to say, hey, here's something that you can do. So here's something new that I found that harkened back to a bonus thing. If you guys have not already seen this, or I don't even know if it was a gift guide that I talked about it, but it was, I feel like maybe 2 years ago, a game called Box One. It's designed by Neil Patrick Harris. It is a escape room for one. It's a game. So I remember talking about it when it first came out and I got it. And my daughter, Natalie, I gave it to her because you can do it all by yourself. You could do it with friends too, but she loved it and she thought it was so fantastic. So Clue this year in the year of our Lord 2022 has come out with a version of an escape room Clue. So it is called Clue Treachery at Tudor Mansion. It's an escape and solve mystery game. So unlike the traditional Clue, you're going to be working with the people that you're playing with. You could do it by yourself as well, but it's designed to be done with people. And so you're going to work together to get clues in the game to solve it and try to figure out who the actual person was. Like with all games like this, you are only going to be able to play it once because once you know the answer, but you could repackage it and gift it on to somebody else. Or you could do it with a few of your kids and then do it with another set of kids, however the timing works out. So, and it's, again, games are, you can often find some really good Black Friday deals. It's like less than 15 for this game. So look for that. And again, Box One was like the OG of this, of having like an escape room in a box idea. It's really fun if you haven't done that. One other game that I'm going to suggest, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, so I won't waste too much airtime on it, but is Jackbox games. So if you have teenagers, especially like that age group in your life, Jackbox games are a way for you to play games kind of digitally together. You can be in the same room. It's actually more fun if you're in the same room. You could also do it apart, but it's a game that everybody plays on their device and you're looking at another device. So like on a TV screen, on a big computer, it's going to have like the game show almost idea. And then everybody submits their answers or their drawings or whatever they want to play from their phone. And it's so fun. And it's really great, I feel like, for those awkward ages at family gatherings where they're like, I don't know what I do anymore. Like all the little cousins are like running around playing Nerf Wars or dressing up. And the adults are all talking.
It's so boring.
Like talking about things in the past or, you know, people they don't know. So then they just sit on their phones.
Yes.
So this is a great way to be like, let's all play Jackbox. Maybe let them lead it. And it is usually, you can make it family friendly, like by putting on a family friendly setting on some games, because not all are. They're like teen and above. So just be aware that that's kind of Jackbox's thing. But it's a really fun game. And you could get a gift card for a teen in your life to gift them Jackbox, and then you could all play it. Something else that I recently got for a teenager in my life, and this could be fun because they even have Christmas versions, is Cravebox. So you may have seen ads for them. Cravebox sells big boxes full of snacks, usually. What I like about it is it's a fun family gift because everybody can kind of paw through and be like, ooh, I want that. So what I especially want to link to, because I think it's especially fun, is a Christmas care package. So on Amazon, they sell it. It's like $25 and it's got 45 different things in it. Some of them, I will say, are like stickers. They're not all food. But it's all Christmas themed versions of the candies or the pretzels or the chips. So, I mean, they might have some normal ones in there too, but it looks like a lot of them are kind of, you know, that idea of a Christmassy theme. So that's kind of a fun gift for somebody if you're like, it's a whole family. Everybody can participate and get what they want out of it. I also have something, and this is something that I think my kids actually originally got me. I have a KitchenAid mixer, and they got me a pasta maker attachment for my KitchenAid so that you can make your own homemade pasta. You guys, it's a whole thing. It's a day-long thing to make pasta, but I will say it is a great family gathering experience. It's like all hands on deck because we're mixing the dough, we're cranking it through, you have to like lay it out to dry, and then you all get to eat the fruits of your labor. So you don't have to have a KitchenAid. Like if you do and you want to buy the attachment, you can do that. But I can see pasta makers that are really highly rated on Amazon for like $30, $35. So getting a family, a pasta maker, something they can do together. And of course, other family gifts that are kind of in this realm are like an ice cream machine Cuisinart's ice cream machine is a standard.
We've done that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A shaved ice machine, even like a cotton candy maker for the right family could be kind of fun. And I will say, I actually wanted to know about your guys' opinions on this. The thing that I'm seeing every store this year for that kind of tween age group is mini waffle makers, like that come with snowflakes or smiley faces. And I'm like, they're so stinking cute because they're maybe, what, 6-8 inches round, the whole little waffle maker, and it makes 4 little mini waffles in there. But are they practical at all? Is this just going to be one of those things that everybody's giving away in February because they're like, who wants to make that tiny little waffles?
Maybe in June.
Maybe in June.
Well, they're my so thing cute. Is like, who's going to clean this up?
That's a whole other thing. And where are you going to store it? Because my daughter's like, ooh, there's a snowflake and this one. I'm like, I'm not going to have 5 mini waffle makers sitting in my cupboard somewhere.
No, ma'am. No.
No. So, okay. So maybe we say ixnay on the mini waffles, but ice cream machine, thumbs up.
For sure. Yeah.
Another machine, this is what I got my family for Christmas last year, was I got an espresso Cristo.
Oh, yes.
It was not cheap. I found one that was slightly used on Amazon Marketplace. That was how I was able to like justify it because these are like $450 to $550. But they make espresso drinks. And I had kids that for 3 years worked at Starbucks. And then last year they quit and they cut off our supply.
How dare.
Ooh.
How dare. It was dare. So rude.
Audacity.
Yes.
Like they don't even think about us.
I'm so
with their
sure.
job?
Yeah.
So I bought this, like I had at a friend's house, I had used this in espresso, but I was like, I am hoping that the coffee snobs in my life are going to be okay with this. And they really like it. And we are still using it to this day. If not daily, for sure, like 3 or 4 times a week, somebody's making espresso drinks. And so it's been a really fun thing to have if you have family at that price point that they might want to buy. And then the last thing I'm going to say is I have not bought this. But I have bookmarked the site and I think it's amazing. And I think this could be especially good for people in your life who maybe don't have kids, so they're not looking for an activity to do. It's called The 50 States of Beauty. And it is a place that makes customized art based on the state that you live in.
Oh, fun.
So it's, I should say, like they have customized it. So it's not like you're ordering it yourself. But they will often have the shape of the state, but it will be made out of native botanicals or vintage things that are from your state. And I think they're really beautiful. And what I like about it is that you could get it for your home state or for a special place that you visited, or maybe this is where we grew up and this is where we all live now. They're really beautiful. So it's like a gift for the whole family. It's not for one person, but it's kind of a fun memory.
So great. That sounds so gorgeous. And like you said, it's a really meaningful gift that's not so activity oriented.
Yeah.
So pretty. I like that so much. Okay. My next section is for the quirky gifts. This kind of is like adjacent, I feel like, Kelly, to your nerds and geeks gifts.
Yes.
So it's kind of a little bit of crossover. One thing that my daughter, Daisy, who is 17, a senior in high school, got for a lot of friends through the years, this has kind of become her decide once birthday gift for her friends. Lego makes really beautiful, fun flower bouquet building sets, which are so pretty, but they're also $60-ish for the kit, because again, it's name brand Lego. Well, Daisy, being the savvy shopper that she is, went on Amazon and found a Lego knockoff brand called Lumsbury, and it's the same thing. It's building block, okay, it's knockoff Legos. Flower bouquets, and you can get them to make lavender bouquet, lily, and I think they also have sunflower, and they're only $17 for the kit. So
nice. That's a big cost saving. So it makes it affordable.
It makes it affordable. So if your teen is looking for gifts that they can afford to buy, I think it's fun. Or you can give it to just anybody. Like, I think this would even be fun to take to a gift exchange or something like that. It's just enough that you've kind of like a puzzle. You really feel like you're building something, but it's not like so intricate that it's going to take a long time to put together. So again, building block bouquets, I think, are so fun and such a great price point. Could even be a stocking stuffer, honestly. On the other end of the scale of intricacy that I think is so fun, I don't know if I would want this gift because it's very detailed, but it's totally in my whole general vibe right now. It is a dollhouse-sized miniature greenhouse. So mini everything is so big right now, has been for a couple of years, mini kitchens, miniature this, miniature that. It's a kit. You build the greenhouse itself and it's all miniature sized. Again, I'm talking dollhouse sized. And then you grow real plants in your little mini greenhouse. It's like $40 for the kit. I thought this was so fun, quirky gift for people that like to do hands-on projects. I think this would be so cute and so unique to give to somebody. I don't know if I have the patience for the minutia that this is, but if someone built me
a
mini greenhouse and gave it to me, I will take care of the mini plants.
I have to admit, it kind of sounds like spending $40 to feel bad about yourself when the plants die.
Yes.
Or then you have to buy bigger pots for your mini plants eventually.
Well, I do want to know, what's the life trajectory of the plants? Like, are they all like designed to stay little?
Or? That is a good question, and I will tell you later
because
I did not look at you.
I'm zapping the fun out of it with my Enneagram 6. Sorry. Worst case scenario, they're all dead or too big. The fun's over.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we haven't done an Enneagram-themed gift guide yet. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of other quirky things. There's a company called Creepy Co., that has all kinds of fun. Like if you have somebody in your life who's into like spooky things or horror movies or those types of things, they have a section of their website called the Future Ghost Line. And all of the stuff is like future ghosts. They also, in that Future Ghost Line, have shirts that say ghosts are real. I think you can get on a t-shirt too. I love spooky stuff. I love ghost stories. I think this is the year I should just buy it for myself. The Ghosts Are Real t-shirt. So fun. And I think, again, could be just like such a unique gift for somebody who's into those types of things. Last thing, I am going to get this for Nico. One thing that I do know I'm getting for him. It could be for little kids. It could be for big kids. I think even teens could have fun with this. It's an LCD drawing pad. So the drawing pad, it's like tablet sized and it's a black screen and it comes with a little pen. Again, toddler, kid, or teen can just write on it and then they can erase it and it's just fun. It's like under $20, I feel like. Yeah, it's like $19.98 on Amazon right now. It's battery powered. You can keep drawing for like hundreds and hundreds of times before you have to replace the battery. I know that little kids would like this and would be a fun and quirky and unexpected gift, I think, for a lot of little kids. But you guys know teens are so into anything that looks cool and fun on social media. And so I could see teens also having fun with this, just like jotting down things to put on their Snapchat or Instagram stories or whatever. And again, I think this would be such a fun gift, a quirky, unusual, unexpected gift for could be anybody in your life, but especially those teens and kind of older elementary kids that are hard to shop for. Could be really fun for them too. So one more, I just have to reiterate. I know Kelly mentioned this. This was going to be my oldie but goodie for this section. Those snack packages. You mentioned CraveBox, Kelly, but you can go on Amazon and just search for snack kit or snack box. There are so many from around the world. AJ, to this day, that's one of her favorite gifts. She asks for them all the time. She loves to get like the fortune cookie ones or other Asian snack ones. They're so fun. They've never been a miss so far. So, okay, you guys, believe it or not, we have even more gifts to get for you for the gift guide this year. We're going to get to all of that when we come right back.
Hey friends, I don't know about you, but lately my inbox has been swamped with all kinds of brands and companies sending Black Friday deals. And how much of it do we really need? I'll tell you one thing that I super love seeing a deal on, and I and my family actually really do need, and that's great tasting meat from a brand we trust. This Black Friday, your search for amazing deals on high quality protein ends with ButcherBox. You guys know I love talking about ButcherBox. They totally take the guesswork out of finding high quality meat and seafood that you can trust. Their meats are 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. All of their meats are humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. Lately, I've been changing up what I eat to try to get my migraines under control, so I've been thinking about my food more than ever and how important it is to me to eat food from sources I trust, and there's nobody I trust more than ButcherBox when it comes to meat. So this Black Friday, ButcherBox is offering you awesomes one of their best steak deals. Get two 10-ounce ribeyes free in every box for a whole year when you join. plus an additional $10 off. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/awesome and use code awesome. That's free ribeyes for a year plus $10 off at butcherbox.com/awesome with code awesome.
All right, we're back. We have even more gifts for your gift guide 2022. Rebecca, what else do you have for us?
So superstar Jessica says that she is asking for an Erin Condren lap desk. And what it is it's a solid wooden box with a handle on it. And it opens up and the lid adjusts to three different heights. So you can use it as a lap desk. It has space for carrying things inside. It is so adorable. The one that she's asking for is watercolor rainbow stripes. It absolutely looks so classy. It costs $88, and the cushion that's on it for the lap desk can also be removed if you want to take that off and just put it straight onto a regular desk. I think it could be so classy. She says she works in all different kinds of spaces, and she would love something to just like grab and go with her. And as somebody who does not have a dedicated office in their home, I think this would be so helpful. And another Jessica gave an idea for a photo gift. Now, I know we don't need more photo gift ideas, except this one. Ooh, I want this one. It's so good. She says, I love giving daily photo calendars from Social Print Studio. You upload 365 pictures and every day tear off a photo for the day. She says, I keep them in a bowl on our kitchen table and every day just throw in and add the new one, and that they love to look through them as a family. She says they're really good quality photos that are printed on thick cardstock like paper, so they're really nice. And then they have all these little photos of their kids. The kids can use them in school projects when they need to take photos for different things or like different art projects. They can display them in their rooms. She says, I buy it for my husband every year, but really, it's a gift for me.
Oh, love it.
So it's about $60 plus the stand, and it's a tear-off daily photo. I love that. I want one so bad.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Rebecca. Oh, I love this. And thank you, superstars, who contributed to our gift guide this year. Always can count our superstars to come through for us, for sure. Kelly, what else do you have for us?
So my last category is kind of like social media made me buy it.
Yes.
Which these are all things that only one thing I've actually purchased and used so far. Everything else is like stuff that I'm getting for this Christmas because I have been getting the ads incessantly. And if you watch it, the algorithms are like, let's show it to her again.
That's right.
And again and again. And so that's how it's gone. So my first one is, it's a hair thing for my daughter who has curly hair like you guys. Mm-hmm. And it is made by Kitsch. And it's a heatless hair curler.
I just got these. I haven't tried them yet. I just got them.
Okay, so it's like a big band.
Yes.
That you like wrap around your head and you wrap your hair around it and then fold it in. It's supposed to be sleepable, although a lot of people are like, it's not really that comfortable to sleep in. But then it's just like letting your hair dry and then you take it out in the morning and your hair is more enhancing the curls that maybe are already there. So my daughter has very wavy hair and I think that she would love this. So we'll try it. It's like $15 on Amazon. So we'll see. Another one that I'm getting is the Woobles. Have you guys seen these? These are little crochet kits to make little stuffed animals to teach you to crochet. So last Christmas, I got my older daughter like a subversive cross stitch. She didn't cross stitch at all, but she has gone down the rabbit hole of cross stitching this year. She's like, that was such a fun gift. The first one I got for her, it said, this is proof that I have the perseverance to stab something 1,000 times. Like, so don't mess.
Yes.
So a lot of subversive cross stitch are like that. The Woobles are not as sarcastic, but they are really cute. And they come with lots of YouTube videos to teach you to crochet. So a lot of people are like, this is a great entry into a different sort of craft. So we will see how that goes. The one thing that I have seen ads for are the different, if you have a friend, a family member in your life who have AirPods, if they just have the regular case, you can get really cute silicone cases that go around the case to customize it. So I will put a link in the show notes to some of the options that are available on Amazon. Lots of them are kind of cute inspired, or the ones that appeal to me, like little dinosaurs, or the one that my daughter has is a little cow. It's like a little box-shaped cow. Sometimes they're drinking mochi. It's just really, really cute. Not mochi. What's the word?
Boba.
Drinking boba. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't drink mochi. But look for those. And again, those are probably less than 20 for most of those. And then the last one, I just think this is so fun. I saw this in an ad. It's by a company called Cool Pet. It's got two L's, like C-O-O-L-L, pet.com. They are little animals that are eyeglass holder. So when you take your glasses off, so it's like a 3D little wood animal. And so they sell all different types of animals. But also then on Etsy, you can find people doing this as well, and they'll customize it to your pet. So you can get like a little, you know,
why
you can get
your dog
theoretically, or your cat that would then you take your glasses off and you can put them on and it looks like the animal's wearing the glasses.
Yes.
While you're so cute. So I don't have a ton of people, but my sister-in-law, who's also kind of sometimes hard to buy for, she has a cat and wears glasses. I feel like this is a great gift for her. So I have to check those things out. Like, we'll report back, you guys. Awesome. Tell me what social media made you buy. Maybe we can spare each other some disasters and point each other towards some good new things.
Yeah, it's a good time to try it out. If you're going to get the ads anyway, it's like social media marketing is doing your shopping for you. So. Oh, so fun. Okay, well, the last ones I wanted to talk about are for those people that are harder to buy for. Maybe they just have everything. One thing that I am seeing everywhere, because I really did kind of deep dive on this because I have a few people in my life that are hard to buy for. One thing that's really big this year are sleep masks, which is not a new concept at all. But two brands that keep coming up over and over, one of them is Tempur-Pedic. Like the mattress company, you can get a Tempur-Pedic sleep mask that's made of their signature Tempur material. Cool, compact, it's under $30 and you can get free shipping on it from the website. The other brand I keep seeing everywhere is called Manta, M-A-N-T-A. 100% blackout for deeper sleep, infinitely adjustable for a personalized fit, zero pressure on eyelids or lashes, which if you have a sensory sensitive person in your life, I think that would be huge. Those start at $35. That's for their very basic sleep mask, but then they have like Sleep Mask Pro.
Like when you're the real sleep master.
Yeah, exactly. That go up to $65 to $80. So I'll link in the show notes for you guys to go check those out. But I do think that that's a great gift, especially maybe older people in your life that as you get older, sleep can be a little trickier. So a sleep mask. If you have somebody in your life who likes bougie things, Hotel Lobby candles. You guys, these are so bougie. They are $56 each. You can find them at Neiman Marcus. You can find them on the actual Hotel Lobby website. 100% soy wax candles. And I like to watch candle videos on YouTube, okay? Everybody who has opened these...
Fashion episode.
You know, it's my fragrance-adjacent obsession. But they come really well packaged. Again, the whole theme of it is that they're based on and inspired by different hotels that the founders of this company have visited. And like the packaging, it comes with like a little hotel key. It's like a whole experience when you open it, which for $56, it better be an experience for a candle. But you get tons of throw, tons of burn time with this. And the scent is so powerful. The throw is so strong that even if you're not burning it, if you just have the candle open in a room, it's going to scent the room. So if you have somebody in your life who likes those luxury things, I think that's so good. And then I talked about this as an awesome of the week way back in the spring. I have to mention again, Gold Belly, which is a company that allows you to ship food gifts from a variety of actual restaurants and small businesses around the country. When my mom died in the spring, Cloud 10, our podcast network, sent me a deli meal from, I think it was in Brooklyn, via Gold Belly. There's the lowest ones that I've seen. The lowest price point is like $47 and it goes up to a couple of $100s. But you know, for those people who are hard to shop for, sometimes consumable gifts are really the way to go. So you could get all kinds of just really fun and interesting desserts or like full meals, all kinds of stuff. I love Gold Belly. We are not associated with them in any way. I just think that what they're doing is so cool. The last thing, oldie but goodie, I will never not recommend getting someone in your life a Simple Modern mug. I'm sipping out of my gigantic 50-ounce water tumbler right now, but I love Simple Modern. We've talked about them so many times on Sort of Awesome, but they are the best, the absolute best insulated travel or at-home mug. Cold things stay cold for hours and hours. Hot things stay hot for hours and hours. I love them. And if somebody in your life is hard to shop for and they don't have one, or even if they do, I've got a couple Simple Modern and I would welcome more. So yeah, I always say, go with the Simple Modern. So You guys, we had so many gifts this year. We didn't even know if we were going to do a gift guide until, like, what, a week ago?
Yeah. And then we're just like, you know what? Actually, I do have things to say.
Yes.
This is what happens when we are all the people who got the talks too much
yep.
on the card. And so then we're like, I don't know if I have enough ideas. Oh, wait, there's more.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right, really quickly, if people want to find us to talk gifts or anything awesome or holiday related, let's remind everyone where to find us. Rebecca, where can we find you?
My website is simplyrebecca.com, or you can find me on Instagram at simplyrebecca.
Awesome. Kelly, how about you?
My website is Kelly Gordon MN from Minnesota, and I can be found at that same handle on Instagram and still for now Twitter.
Twitter, until the implosion is complete.
I know, it is the end of times. There are a few awesomes over there, and we're all like holding hands yes. as if we were Frodo. Like, it is the end of days. We will be here for each other. So come join us if you want to.
All right. You can find me at Sorta Awesome Meg on social media. You can find this show by searching Sorta Awesome wherever you are. We would love to have you join us there, especially in the Hangout. Go find the Sorta Awesome Hangout on Facebook. Find us at Sorta Awesome Show on Instagram. You guys, happy holidays. Happy shopping. Friends, thank you so much for bringing all of your gift ideas, as always. So fun. Awesomes, thanks so much for listening. We'll see y'all next time.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.